You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
No Filter Friday. A couple people dropped off the line.
Why?
So this may not last long today.
Why you do that to us?
I don't know. I'm going to take my ball and go home here in just a minute.
Gosh.
Here's Lisa, who's been patiently holding. Hey, Lisa, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey,
couldn't be
great.
Better.
We're great, Lisa.
What are you doing this weekend that will make us jealous?
Well, I don't know if you'll be jealous, but you know, I'll be spreading some joy by officiating a wedding tomorrow.
Oh, how nice. Who's cute. The lucky couple? How do you know them?
Well, they reached out and asked if I would do it, and of course I would. So it's kind of like something I do on the side.
Well, you're
Are you friends with them? Do you know them?
No. But I got to know them during the process and going to deliver a wonderful, joyful experience.
Well, how did they find you?
The internet, God bless it.
Oh, okay. So you got a little website, Weddings
I
by
do.
Lisa?
Well, no, but right. it's a fun site, and, you know, just love spreading joy and getting to know people.
Lisa, I got to ask you a question. Would you be allowed to marry yourself then? Like, could you officiate your own wedding, I guess?
Well, in Colorado, you can self-solemnize, so yes. But,
you could.
Yeah.
That would be kind of a fun wedding to go to where you officiate it, you know.
I now pronounce myself.
I may now kiss the groom or the bride.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
that'd be kind of cute.
Yeah.
Well, I want you to know that I am ordained. I am Brother Dom, and I've married six couples that are all friends of mine, and I'm happy to say that all six of them are still together, and the longest ago was 17 years. So when I do it for other people, Lisa, it sticks.
There you go. I've officiated over 200. And
wow, brag much?
As far as I know, everybody is still in wedded bliss except for one couple. I did get a text from the groom 3 weeks after the ceremony asking if I did annulment. And I said, I'm sorry, sir. I only tie the knot. I don't untie it.
That's a good line.
Good
That's
one.
A good line. So
I got to ask, what do you charge?
Yeah, that's who's going to ask you. Come on.
A few hundred. Few hundred.
What's a few hundred?
Few
a
300?
Five.
400?
Make
seven,
it five. Do I hear eight?
Come on.
Give me a nine. Give me nine.
I mean, if people are going to hire you, they're going to have to find out anyway, so just tell us.
Sure. Well, it depends on the location, of course, and the distance, but between three and four.
Okay. 400 bucks.
Plus, then you get a nice little meal and everything, too, right? So
I typically don't stay.
I was going to say, I would bounce. If I don't know the family and everybody there, why would I stay? Get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
Get your cash.
I wish them a wonderful day and I'm out.
Yeah, get your envelope full of cash and run.
And bolt, huh?
See you later.
Well, I don't run. I gently say gingerly, goodbye.
You
Godspeed.
Gallop. You gallop out of there.
I gallop.
Good for you. Hey, we're so glad you called us. Wait, you don't have a question for your boys, do you? Sometimes people call for No Filter Friday and they want to ask us something. Do you?
I just want to thank you guys. You're a lot of fun, and it's a hoot listening to you every day.
We are a hoot, aren't we?
It depends
Indeed.
On the
Indeed.
That's nice
Lisa,
of you.
So glad you called. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks. You guys, too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
At least maybe an adult beverage when she's done. I mean, does she have to run
gets
real
tanked.
Fast?
Yeah,
I mean, yeah something.
You're wasted.
Here's Greg, who's been holding. Hi, Greg. Good morning.
Hi. This is Greg from Thornton, where we eat our dead.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Good for you.
And I finally got through after listening for a year, so I'm really proud of that. And I sent you guys a picture of my kids this morning.
Oh, was that you with that goofy kid in the back seat? Yeah.
It was really annoying.
Yeah, that kid did
Goofy
not want to be in that
kid
picture.
In the back seat.
You could tell that kid did not want to be in the picture.
Let me dig up the photo.
He's indifferent.
He looked like he might be pooping his pants or something.
It
I'll
does.
Be honest with you.
We'll leave that for the preschool to figure out.
He's gripping that that child, you know, that car seat, as if he is trying to get some leverage
he
to squeeze
out
something out.
He wants out of there.
I think he just wanted to get out.
So, Greg, you've been listening for a year, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You guys, I was out of work last year early for about 4 months, and then I started listening to you guys on my way to, like, interviews and stuff like that, and you guys really helped me boost up my spirits. So it's much appreciated, and I haven't stopped since.
That's very kind of you.
Well, that's a kind thing to say. Did you get a new job through all of those interviews?
I did. It's actually for one of your sponsors. Well, one of the ads that you guys play.
Yeah, who is it?
For Intermountain Health.
Good for you, man. Congrats.
What are you doing for them?
I do clinical tech support. So we drive around in the Denver metro area to all of the clinics at the hospital. Make sure everybody's good to go.
What are you doing this weekend? Anything that's going to make us jealous?
I don't know about jealous, but me and my wife are finally getting a break from those annoying kids. You say,
attaboy.
Going to Blackhawk for a while.
Are you?
Hey, good
you guys
going
to stay the night?
Yeah, we're going to stay the night, make it a thing. It's first date night in a long time, so.
Those are very important, my friend. So I'm glad you're doing that.
Good for you.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Are you gonna gamble some money, or are you just gonna play around up there? Or if you do, what's your game?
Well, we're not really gambling, but we're just gonna plan on losing money. So we're going up there with absolutely no hopes whatsoever.
Yeah, but it's nice
that way,
when you hit.
If you win, we're not disappointed.
Hey, listen, my mother-in-law lives up there, and she's won some big jackpots. So.
You never know.
You never know.
You know, the gods might smile upon you because it's, first getaway in a long time. So who knows?
Yeah,
might all end up. Might
who's your, being who's your mother-in-law? So I can.
I'm not telling you. She's in the high roller room. She's in the high roller room. Just
text him a photo and he can track her down.
And she's usually at the Ameristar.
At the buffet?
Are you going to be at the Ameristar?
We're going to the Ameristar.
Well,
yeah.
You might see her. You might see her.
But if we don't know where the high roller room is, I think we're not invited.
You'll find it. It's like the $100 slot. So if you just see a lonely woman in there, just be like, hey, are you Jeremy's mother-in-law?
Here's all you got to do. Here's all you got to do.
I don't even think we have that much to spend.
No,
you can just walk through it.
Just walk through and do this. Looking for Jeremy Padgett's mother-in-law.
She'll pop up like a gopher. She might even hand you $100 to go play. You know,
I think we'll be escorted out because those guys definitely don't look like they have $100.
How long you been married to your wife? How long?
Oh God!
You don't know
the way he said that. Oh God!
You don't know how long you've been married.
This might be the last date night.
Do you take a guess at what you? Take a guess what year it was. What year do you think you got married?
It was 2000. Oh my God!
This is awkward for you. This is awkward for you.
You don't know what year you got married to your wife, whom you are taking away for a romantic weekend.
Well, we got to rekindle some memories, huh?
I was going to ask you if you guys are planning on making sweet, sweet love while you're up there.
She's going to kick you to the curb,
man. I remember
how to
do that, I guess. Though.
Yeah, if you
Let
remember.
Me ask you, has it been more than 10 years?
Since he had sex?
2012. Yeah. Oh.
2012. Well, yeah, he's married. It probably has been more than 10 years.
When was the last time, Greg?
Well, our boy is 3, so at least 3.
So 3 years, three 9 years months ago. Yeah.
You're not going to be leaving that room.
God.
What's your room number so I know never to book that room?
Got to do some work on
it. I'll text it to you.
Yeah.
Where did you meet your wife?
So I actually met her on Facebook. I was trying to start a fan club for a band, and this was in the very beginnings of Facebook, like 2007. It's not as big as it is now.
Okay.
Right. And I sent out invites to random people. To start like a fan page for a band, an Irish band, called the Chieftains, from Ireland. She was the only one to reply. And then we just started talking after that. And, about a year later we got together, and 2 years after that we got married.
It was meant to be then.
I've heard
meant to be.
You know, that's pretty funny. Yeah. You sent out all these and only one person was interested. That's kind of funny.
She happened to be single and
it's a 2-person fan club.
She was actually not single. But,
even better.
Yeah,
been there, man. Been there.
Is he going up to Blackhawk with you as well, or just the two of you?
I don't think so.
Put a picture of him on the nightstand, all right?
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Bring him, and then you and your wife can double date with this.
It's going to be a hell of a
this
night.
This dude and Jeremy's mother-in-law.
I could probably, yeah. If Jeremy's mother-in-law and this other guy, I think, would hit it off great.
There you go.
All right, man.
Greg, you're a good man. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you listening for the last year. Have a great, fun weekend. Okay, buddy?
Thank you, boys. You guys mean a lot, so I hope you guys have a great one.
It's very nice meeting you, Greg. Thank you.
Thank you. Time for one more. We'll squeeze in one more call. It's a Sarah. Hi, Sarah. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
Hello, Sarah. What are you doing this weekend? Tell us something good.
Oh, I got to work.
Work it. Well, is it a cool job? I mean, do you like your work?
I love my work. I'm a caregiver.
Well, you're a good human.
Very nice.
That's very nice.
Thank you.
Is it just one person you take care of or multiple?
I have 3 clients that I take care of, but just one on the weekends.
Okay.
So how much time is that over the weekend?
About 31 and a half hours.
Wow. Whoa. You are working this
So you're
weekend.
There overnight, obviously.
Dang.
No. I do 10 and a half hours during the day.
Holy crap.
Every day.
You know what? This is good karma for you. This is going to come back, you know, when you need care someday, that you're going to have a very good person taking care of you. So
truth.
Keep doing what
somebody,
you do.
Somebody will change your diapers for you, Sarah.
Hopefully I don't get to that point.
Oh, you will. You will, Sarah.
Maybe just for fun.
Do you ever put a diaper on and just do it? Like now?
No.
I don't think I could, honestly. Even if I had a diaper on, I don't think I could soil myself. Like,
yeah, no.
I physically couldn't do it.
I could wet myself.
Oh,
I could put on a diaper and pee. I don't think I could do number 2 in a diaper.
That would be...
Yet.
I don't think I could.
I don't think I could either. I mean, I've had a kid, and when I laugh too hard sometimes, yes. I almost do, and I'm like, no.
Yeah. It's all right. You're very relatable.
They call them astronaut diapers now, too, right? People are taking long road trips, and they don't want to, you know, they want to make good time, so they just put the road trip diaper on.
Why not?
And don't get out of the car for like 9 hours or
Pedal
something.
To the metal.
Mm-hmm.
Piddle away.
Nope.
Sarah, do you have a question for us?
No. What? No, I just want to pop in and say hi and thank you guys for everything you do.
Well, you're the sweetest.
I listen to you guys on my way to Boulder because that's where my clients are. So.
Very nice of you.
Right on.
How long do you think you've been listening to the show, roughly?
Well, let's see. My husband and I have been together for 4 years, so 4 years.
4 years?
Thank you so much.
That means the world to us, Sarah. Thank you for listening. You have a good weekend, and thank you for giving us a call today, okay?
Not a problem. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Sarah. We have the greatest listeners.
So sweet.
I mean, ever.
Good humans.